have the Lord some praise this morning. You may be seated this morning. Give him some praise. Genesis chapter number 1, verses 26 through 28a. Don't fake the funk. Don't fake the funk. One of the worst things to do in life, one of the worst places to be in life, is to be in a place where you don't know who you are.
Amen.
It's all right for someone to make an assumption about you.
Mm-hmm.
They're entitled to do that.
Mm.
They're entitled to think whatsoever they want to think. What they think is not as important
Amen.
As what I know.
Amen.
So you may think this about me, but if I know this about me, what I know about me will make me okay with me.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got time for you. I'm just talking about me. See, the first thing you have to do in life is you have to become okay with you. So if you're out to please everybody else, you can't be happy. You can't have joy trying to please everybody else. Because you know people are fickle. Because they are this way today and they change that way tomorrow. They'll tell you to treat me like this today and then they'll ask you tomorrow why you do that. So you can't follow behind what they want. You have to do you, be you, and if they accept you, then that's cool. If they don't, that's cool too. Okay? And so what we have to understand is that God created us the way that God wants to create us. So because that's the way that God created us, God says about us, he says, I'm calling you into life, into being for a purpose. Now when I say God is calling us into being, because we call ourselves human beings, it means that your life is existing. You are human and you're being in the world. But that's not all of who you are. It took the human in order for the being to be on earth. Did you understand that? Because before you were a human being, you were a spiritual being. Remember in Genesis chapter number 1 verse 26, God was already talking to you about you. So he was talking to your spirit. If your spirit is okay with the instructions of God, then the human side, it'll catch up. So notice God doesn't deal with your body, he deals with your spirit first. Because so is a man thinking. If I can get you to think in the image of God, can't nobody stop you. If I can get you to think like God created you in his likeness, what others call you doesn't matter, because I know who I look like. So God is calling us into his image. Now, because God is calling us into his image, we're supposed to walk like, think like, live like what he called us into. You get it? So God knows who we are because God created us, and Satan also knows who you are.
That's right.
Everything that God does, Satan will always try and imitate it. Because remember, his goal is to be his God. So because he thinks that he's God, what he needs is some followers. Now, human beings are not followers of Satan. Human beings allow demonic spirits to come inside of them. That's why you have to be careful how you treat folks. You may not like their actions, but their actions are not who they are. They are children of God. Their actions may be crazy, but that's not them. And I thank God that God doesn't look necessarily at my actions all the time, but he knows what's inside of me. Because I can do some crazy stuff. My actions can do real crazy all by itself. And the worst thing about us and our actions is that we don't need nobody to be around for us to do crazy.
Thank you.
all by yourself. You thought it was some crazy. All by yourself. And you even played with the idea. You toyed with the idea for a long time. And then suddenly you woke up and said, now that was just dumb. Satan can't stop you, but he knows your nature. Now remember I said that we're talking about don't fake the funk. So by nature, you are a winner. By nature, you have victory. By nature, you are overcome. By nature, you are head, not the tail. By nature, you are designed for success. That's the way God created you. The only way that success doesn't come if you get in the way. We must be real dumb to get in our way. Because God has already laid the thing out. All we have to do is walk in His will, and everything that God said, everything He spoke, it'll happen. But we're so crazy we get in God's way. Now remember this, because God knows your nature, Satan knows your nature. Satan always wants to domesticate you. Domesticate you. Okay, this is what I mean by domestication. I mean bringing a wolf in your house, trying to teach him how to be a dog. You put your baby in the baby bed. You walk in the room and you wonder why the dog ate your baby. That's his nature. You take the safe and you put it in a glass jar and you think you domesticated it just because you tied it up. You didn't domesticate it, you just put it on hold. That's why you got some friends in your life. You thought if you brought them close to you, you would domesticate them, you would make them do right, but by nature, they don't like you, they never will like you, they'll forever stop you in your back, and you wonder what's going on. Thank you, domesticator. If something is wild and it's just untamed, that's its nature. And so what Satan says is, I have to domesticate God's children, because if I don't domesticate them, meaning if I don't tame them, if I don't make them put themselves in a box, I can't stop them. So he knows he can't stop you. So part of the domestication is a two-step. The first one is that he'll distract you. He'll allow you to chase something over here that has nothing to do with the will of God. And so what you end up chasing is what the Bible declares as vanity. You ever been after something, you got it, and you say, this is all good? Every need that I have. I thought if he was the one for me, I wouldn't have to worry about it. And when you got it, you say, Lord, it must be more than this. And the truth of the matter is, what I've caught hold on God, I can live without this. See, we end up chasing stuff that really doesn't amount to nothing. So Satan will always try to distract us. And if he can't distract us, then the second thing, he'll put us in a delusional state. He'll get us to thinking crazy. Like, you know you can never do that. You know your situation will never change. You know no one will ever like you. And so your stinking thinking gets you in trouble. Because you are afraid to be who God has called you, positioned you to be. So instead, you faking the funk by being a loser. But that ain't you. That's why you're uncomfortable with where you are, because God is saying, I've got so much more in you. You may not be there today, but if you tap into your faith, you'll get there. If you tap into hope, you'll get there. If you tap into God, you'll get there, because nothing or no one can ever stop God's dream. So he'll always distract you. He'll always give you that sense of being delusional about something. And so notice what it says in verse number 26. It says, and God said, God said this. God says, let us create them in our image. And he says, now I got to give them dominion. Dominion means to have power, but more importantly, to dominate over something. See, people think that you are an egotistical person. People think that you're a bully. People think that you're opinionated. But the truth of the matter is, that's really your nature. You're supposed to be the leader in everything. And they tell you, why do you always lead stuff? Because that's my nature. Why do you always got to be in the front? Because that's my nature. Why do you always got to be in that thing? Because that's my nature. Why do you always got to be successful? Because that's my nature. Because you're a child of God. That's the way it's supposed to be. God says, I give you dominion, power, domination over every situation. Domination over your checkbook. Domination over your relationship. Domination over doubt. Domination over your job. He gives you domination over everything that you encounter. Everything that you run into every day, you already have the power over it. But Satan doesn't want us to see the power, so he put us in this delusional state, and he distracts us because he knows. That you have dominion over all things.
Right.
Not something. All things. If you don't like your situation, begin by doing what God says. And God said, you gotta talk to the stuff in your life. You gotta open your mouth. You gotta begin to decree. You gotta begin to declare some stuff in your life. When you open your mouth and you begin to say, release words, the words that you release grab hold to a spirit. And so if you release it, the spirit says, I'll do it because God said it. Am I helping you this morning? Now watch this, watch this. But be careful to what I'm saying. If God said, I'm giving you dominion over something, power over something, if you're not living in that state, then you're faking the fun. You're not being real. So you're going against your nature. You get it? Now, the word anti means to come against something, right? Say with me, right? Anti means against something. And so if you are against the blessings in your life, because remember verse number 28:8 said, and God blessed you. So you got the power, you got the blessings upon your life. But if you're going against that, remember the us that God was talking to was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God having a conversation with Jesus, he says, now if my people don't do what I've called them to do, they are anti-against what Christ said. Was the person with the sign that said, look at me. I'm Antichrist. See, I came this morning to say to us that we are Antichrist, against Christ, when we don't walk into the blessings, when we don't step into the anointings, when we don't decree our place in life, when we don't position ourselves to receive what God is calling us to do. Do you get this?
Amen.
If you do nothing at all, you're already blessed.
Amen.
You're already blessed. See, all you need is the faith for it to manifest. Now, the thing about faith is that faith without works is dead. Just because it's not being manifested doesn't mean that it's not within me. What you need is already inside of you. It's through faith and actions that you manifest it, that you put a face on God's plan for you. That's the manifestation when you put a face to what's inside of you. Are you getting this this morning? Now watch this now. So God says, listen, let us create man in our image. Point number one. Point number one, God says, let us create man in our image. Image is how you see yourself. You remember a long time ago, they used to have those cameras, those little Polaroid one-step camera, you press it, and then the thing rolls out, and then you have to fan it like this. You remember that? I know y'all kids says, just give me my iPhone. And it says, no, it's a process. And it goes through a dark process in order for the light to come through. You thought God was teasing you by taking you through the dark process, but he was saying, developing you in my image. I put the pressure on me. I put the pressure on where you're going. And I'm taking you through the darkness so man can see what is going on inside of you. He said, set a screen, man, in our image. Point number one, it is how you see yourself. So if it's how you see yourself, it's not what they say.
All right.
It's how you see it.
Yes, sir.
How you see it. Now watch this.
Yeah.
When you begin to go through something,
all right,
what you call it is what it becomes.
All right now.
You get it? Boom, the bills are past you. Lord, I never come out of this. God says, I bless that what you just said.
Yeah.
If the bills come and they pass you and you don't have the money, and you say the Lord is gonna make a way out of no way, make a way, he said, boom, I bless it like this. When cancer comes, you say, oh my God. God said, boom, I bless it like that. When cancer comes, and you say the devil is a lie, by his stripes I'm healed. Boom, he blessed it just like that. What you say. So God created you in his image, but he'll allow us to go through the blackened seasons so he'll test us. He'll test us. And you think God is just gone bye-bye because you're going through something and you ain't seen God in 2 weeks. You ain't heard from God in 3 weeks. You haven't felt his presence in 4 weeks. And you say, okay, I know why. It's because you remember last Tuesday when I first said that old lady, that must be God. We do that. That must be God getting back at me. I don't need to get back at you. Do you really think God holds our craziness and say, well, I'm going to wait for the next blessing just so I can? No, God is figuring out ways how to bless you. He's strategically placing you in places so he can bless you. He's moving folk out of your way so that he can bless you. God is not mad with you. God is not upset with you. God is not looking to hurt you. He says, how can I grace you? I know what you did, but how can I favor you in spite of? I know you're going through something, but if you'll move over here, I'll favor you where you can roll right out of that mess. Let us create man in our image. And so the image he is saying is how you see yourself. Now what you're going through is a test. And so he says, now how you see yourself according to the image. Remember, he then says, now let us give them dominion. Right? Which means that you have power over your situation. And so point number one is how you see yourself. Image. But point number two, when you have dominion over something, he says, I need for you to see your strength. So point number two is strength. Everything you go through is so you can see how strong you are. What you're going through is for you to see how strong that you are. See, because you don't know your strength until you test it. How you know how much you can lift if you never try? How you know how much you can bear if you never find yourself going through something? So God will allow us to go through something so that he can prove to your haters, prove to your critics, you're stronger than what you think you are. You are nothing for this time. You are created for this purpose. You ain't going nowhere, and nothing going to destroy you. You may be laid off of self, but you still be praying too. They may ostracize you, but that's all right. If they set you aside, God is saying, oh, set you up for blessing. So that you can understand your strength. See, watch this. God knows where you are, and equally important, he knows what's inside of you. See, when you begin to go through something, we think that we're lost. And God is saying, you finding yourself. See, because you were lost when you thought you were doing it. That's when you were lost. You were lost when you thought it was about you. That's when you are lost. We are lost when we think, I'm doing this and I'm so great, it is them that you lost. So God allows you to go through something, and in the midst of going through something, you know, when you're going through something and you don't know how it's going to come out, all you can do is trust.
Yes.
I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, they said something crazy to me. They were teaching us something, and they said that when it's dark and you don't know where to shoot, close your eyes. I said, you must be crazy. You mean smart? She's not here. You want me to close my eyes? Now that makes no sense to me. The objective to the teaching is that when it's dark, I can't see.
Anyway.
I don't need them.
Right.
So what God does is shift my vision to my ears. So in the midst of going through something, He says, just pause. Close your eyes and listen to God. Because God is okay. Shoot over here for your blessing. Shoot over there for your blessing. Shoot over there for your blessing. He says, you don't need to see because you walk by faith and not by sight. Your sight doesn't matter.
Yes.
Now listen to this in closing. God said about you what He saw in the spirit, and He sowed it, He released it inside of you. As a result, what's inside of you is the recipe for success. Let me say that again. God said about you what He saw in the spirit, and He sowed it, released it inside of you.
Yes.
As a result, you have the recipe for success inside of you.
Yes.
Is that your comfort?
Yes.
I mean, just the way you are now, you feel successful. If you change nothing, just by nature, you're successful. What Satan says is, in comparison to Tim, you're not. Where in the Bible did God say Tim was the senator?
That's right.
Or I need to compare myself
That's
to Tim. So I get in trouble when I start looking at Tim's house, not understanding that Tim's front grass is spray painted in an even greater. Because what God said, He saw, He sowed, He built you for success.
Yes, Lord.
Destination for you is to be kings and queens.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
That's where you go.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. I just told you where you go. If you're a child of God, you are destined to get there. Can't nobody stop you from getting there. Because God took the time out in the beginning. He had a conversation with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, you got to remember this, that God is not some old senile man. So when He said, let us, He was talking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible declares, where two or three is gathered together.
That's right.
Stop listening. book can wrap our mind around. We tend to live according to our natural abilities. And so we live in a place of comfort instead of a place of Christ.
Yes.
See, we live as though if we take one more step out on the water, like he really can't hold you. Who's holding you when you sleep? Who's holding you when you drive 75, 85 down the road? Who's holding you then? Who's holding back your house from burning at night? faith walked in. Because remember what he said in verse number 28. He says, after he gave you, he created you in the image and he gave you dominion. He says, now he's blessed. And the reason I stopped there in verse number 28, because God says that, and he blessed it, that means that's the end of it.
Amen.
But you still talk about what he might do. Come on, baby. I might do this job. If you start talking to that job. There you go, baby. There you go, baby. See, some things you have to know. And if this verse number 26, if it's true, it says, and God said. So you can trick me on a lot of things. But when it comes to, and God said. You can't make me lean on that. And God said. I know what it looks like, but God said. I know what it feels like, and God said. I know what you think, and God said. I know what you praying that would happen to me, but God said. If God said it, he's not a man that he should lie. Not the son of man that he should forget. Numbers 23:19 says, if God said it, it shall be done. When you say it shall be done, that means he says, bless it, go with it. Move on to the next thing. Move on. See, leave folk talking about you while you move to the next thing. They still confused. They say, now you ran out there, you got that card. They don't know how you're going to pay for it. So you leave them talking about how you're going to pay for it. See, what they're talking about is old news. That's old news. God is going to do something great in your life. If you just receive it. See, the issue that we have to stop thinking the fuck, man. We're more than what we're allowing ourselves to be. We're more than that. What you have right now, where you are, you're more than that. Let God's word be true. Every man a liar. If God said it, it shall be done. Do you receive that this morning? Give the Lord some praise this morning.